swag like mine. She even wore a hurt on her back like mine. I make her feel right when it's wrong like mine. Man, she ain't never had a love like mine. But man, I ain't never seen an ass like hers. That pussy in my mouth got me lost for words. I told her back it up like burp, burp. I made that ass jump like gerb, gerb. And that's when she licked me like a lollipop. She licked me like a lollipop. She licked me like a lollipop. Shawty wanna thug. Bottles in the club. Shawty wanna hug. She licked me like a lollipop. It's like.
Oh, fuck me.
My fucking throat. Thank you very much, Wayne, for dropping by. All the best, mate. Welcome to Up North and Down Under podcast with me, Adam Mogie, and Jimmy Henry. Well, Jimmy.
Oh, brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. What's happening?
Fuck all, mate. Fuck all. My fucking throat's fucked there. I've turned into Tracy.
You lick me like a lollipop.
Oh. Where'd he go? It's like, no, Wayne, where the fuck did he go to?
I don't fucking know, mate. I don't know. I didn't like him. Everyone used to be on his arse, like, he's the best rapper around. Is he fuck? Fucking
oh,
shit.
Oh, no, but he was shy, but he had some bangers.
Like a lollipop. poetry, Adam. Fucking poetry.
he's maybe in prison. I don't know.
I think he was. I don't know. Well, what is happening?
Not much. It's a bright fucking sunny morning, which is quite rare. But we've had it the past couple of days. It's fucking great. So I'm burnt.
It's funny, like, because I've seen all the people posting, like, the barbecues. I've never seen as many fucking barbecues in my life. It's like, yo, fucking happy days. Gotta get in quick. The 6 hours of summer's finally here. Fucking, I don't know. I saw someone on Facebook in a dinghy, like floating down the fucking river in Antrim in the fucking dinghy. What the fuck was going on?
I mean, you want to see it? You want to see it down there, mate? Paddleboard and everything.
Really?
Yeah.
At the lock.
Down the lock, aye.
Fuck me, sure, when we were growing up, you were lucky if you could fucking throw a stone in there without hitting a homeless person or a swan.
I know. You had to go up the banger to pedal a swan around a fucking pool. Remember that?
I know.
You can't do that in Antrim Lock. You get asked to leave.
Ah, fuck, I miss it. I can't wait to get back home. Like, I don't know. Where the fuck's this Ray's Wood? Where's Ray's Wood? Every cunt in the granny's walking around Ray's Wood. Who's Ray?
I don't know who Ray is, but it's a wee bit at the far end of the lock. You stand around, takes you out round the deer park.
Since when was it called Ray's Wood?
I don't know, actually.
Was it always called Ray's Wood? Fucking Ray Gotwood. We'll call it Ray's Wood.
I don't actually know. I actually don't know. But that's what it's called now, anyway.
Ray's Wood. I remember cycling there when we were Wayans, fucking shitting yourself, because you used to be the... Well, someone said there used to be devil worshippers down there. Wait, someone just steaming. Fucking... It's fucking Ray. Oh, man, I'm in fucking agony. For some fucking stupid reason, I decided to fucking do this Push for Better thing for a charity. For Headspace, you know, raise a bit of money and a bit of awareness. And holy fuck, I signed up, right? Because we have a few people in the team. And I was told, it's, you know, you have to do 3,318 push-ups in the month of June as a team. As a team. So I was like, happy day. We'll get fucking 20 people. It's only going to be like 13 push-ups a day. Like, even I can fucking do that. It'll probably be harder fucking getting up, but I'll be able to do it. And then on the day I started it, it was like, ah, oh, it's actually 130 a day. I have to do 130 push-ups. I mean, I've never done 130 push-ups in my life. I did 130 yesterday and 105 today, and I can't even fucking move. I went for a shit there, mate, and I thought I was going to break my fucking rib.
No, fuck that. Fuck that. If people say to me, going, ah, oh, mate, you should get to yourself the gym. No, it fucking hurts. It hurts. I don't like it.
Like,
no, you'll feel better about yourself. Nah, well, I'd feel better with a big bag of hunky dories and a pound bar of chocolate.
It's funny, like, because she came home from Aldi yesterday. There's all the British fucking sweets and all. She came home with these bloody big bag of Worcestershire sauce and prawn cocktail crisps and a 4-pack of double deckers, mate. It's just so black and white, like doing 150 push-ups. It was 130 a minute ago. I'm fucking just adding them on. 450 push-ups. And eating the fucking...
What's it do? She moved the double deckers up and down.
Fucking cheeky bastard. Fucking double chin. What I get. Oh, dear.
So,
oh well,
we're going to go into intimate relations today, which is a very uncomfortable subject for a lot of people.
It is, and you know, even I was a bit like, you know what I mean. But at the same time, the stuff we spoke about already, so you might as well. Like, yeah. The thing is, it's normal. It's normal. It's normal life. Well, it wasn't normal for us for a long time because we were fucking losers. It's been normal the last 4 years.
It fucking hasn't, believe me. I'll kick it off here. Have you ever had anybody squirt in your face?
Right enough. It's been a while since I've seen your man. Oh, fuck, I regret saying that. Jesus Christ. Oh, fucking edit that out.
Oh. I didn't laugh because I'd well get a slap.
Oh, what a way to start it. It was a joke question.
Have you?
I think so. It was just a bit of shit.
Just piss.
It was like someone opening.
Hey, one that's been left out in the fucking sun.
Oh, Jesus. Dear.
But see, it's a fucking odd subject. But a lot of it comes from like fucking the one night stands. You know, you're out and about, you're on the fucking pool. Should have fucking used this the last episode. But you know, you're on the pool and you're going, right, need to get my fucking home. But here's one. This was fuck. Remember a couple of years ago, I was out, and do you know why you do the whole up and start chatting? You find somebody that looks fucking sort of easy, right?
Yeah.
An easy fucking touch. And I remember going up there, I can't remember where the fuck it was, but the music was fucking banging, right? And I was like, do you want to dance? No, I think it was. No, it wasn't. Asked her, did you want a drink? Hey, do you want a drink? What did you say? Do you want a drink? What did you say? Fuck's sake. Do you want a drink? And you can tell she was getting really fucking annoyed, right? She's like, oh, you're going to hit me with the cliches. I don't come here often. I don't like the place. I don't want to dance. And to be honest, I don't like you. I think, bastard. And she goes, so what did you say? I said you look like a fat cunt in that dress.
Fuck me.
Fuck it. Mug me off, you cunt.
I feel like someone here, Dr. Phil, I'm gonna start asking when did you lose your virginity?
28.
Yeah. 28 days ago.
Yeah. I fucking still have it. The kids aren't mine.
Oh, Jesus. This is the thing too, mate. I remember being at school, right? Fucking 15, 16. And boys coming in. Mm-hmm. Like, I got my hole on the weekend. I got my hole. I was at a house party. I ended up fucking Sandra in the fucking cupboard in the hot press, fucking fucked her for like 15 minutes. And I'm sitting there, I'm like, aye, me. Couldn't get enough of the fanny on the weekend, you know, fucking. Couldn't get enough of that pussy.
I'm fanny daft, me.
Cut the Saturday, I'm sitting with my ma eating fucking corned beef and brown sauce sandwiches watching X Factor. I love this one, Mum. You don't want to go out with your friends? No, Mummy, I love this. Oh, dear. But
do you know what? I think it was 17. No, I'm 17. I was late-ish. And this fucking country, that's very late. It's usually about fucking 12. It's usually about 12, and it's usually their fucking dad has done it to them.
Adam. Like, I think I was a late bloomer. Like, I was a late bloomer. I think I was 21.
Aye,
like, ugh. I got
who was it?
Dry hump.
Who was it?
Dry hump a few times. Fuck off him. I'm not telling you. I'm not telling you. This is the nah, can't fucking tell you that story. But the thing is, though, people have asked me, right? People have asked. What age, you know, when did you lose your virginity? And I can't remember. It's because the first time I did it, I don't even know if I'd count it. Because I don't even know if it was in.
Yeah.
Sounds like a cliche. I don't even know. And I remember, it must have been 20, 21. It was, yeah.
Tough.
And she was on top of me.
Older.
And she looked down and she was sort of like staring at me, and I'm just lying there, just sort of like Will from the In-Betweeners. And all I said was, like, I was panicking, you know, I was trying to be sensible, and I was like, have you got protection? And she's like, she started freaking out. Take it's always the women's fucking responsibility, isn't it? It's always the fucking woman's responsibility. I'm like, well, kind of be nice. Of course I'm on the fucking pill. I'm like, all right, well, Jesus fucking, no need to ruin the fucking moment, Missy. Just fucking keep going.
I've been on the pill since I'm 8.
But I mind, you know, late bloomer in that sense, because a lot of ones even in high school were like, I friends and all that, and I'm
my corner.
But I mind, you know, me and you even like sitting, going on nights out, and we'd talking each other up, like, oh, we're going to go, we're going to go, and we're going to. And it never fucking happened. And if it did, I'd bring her back to my house in the fucking bunk bed.
Jimmy's next, all right?
Oh, dear.
It's a weird fucking. I remember, obviously, the fucking first experience, which was obviously a bit of fucking fingering.
Yeah.
A lot of people's asked me to tell a story because I used to tell a story when I done fucking stand up. Which, by the way, I've been writing a lot of fucking stuff down lately, so I'm trying to get back at it again. But no, the first one was. Say it again.
A cut out there. You said you've been writing a few bits down. They might be able to hear you. I couldn't hear you there. Cut out.
All right. No, I've been writing a bit more down for fucking stand up. Trying to get out there again. Fucking do a bit more. Because it's been too long. But I was writing stuff. I've been writing stuff the past fucking while. But like, do you start to get really fucking sort of good stuff? Well, I think it's fucking good. And you're going, fuck me. And you get on a wee roll of things. You're going, yes, 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 yes. And then I end up going to do it and fucking crumble on my fucking arse. But I remember, like, we'll go back to fucking, fuck, I must have been, 15, whatever. When I first put my fingers into something.
It wasn't your own arse.
I know. Here, I was fucking smellier, actually. No, and I remember, and it was, we girl used to fucking knock about base and stuff, but like, everybody else had sort of done the fucking business or whatever, so it was like sort of my turn, this one fucking weekend. And I remember sitting in the park and everybody else sort of went, right, well, everybody sort of knew the fucking drill. So I was like, oh, we'll take off here, Adam. Okay, lads. I'll be down shortly. So you're sort of sitting there. I remember I was in a fucking park too. I was in a park on the fucking park bench. Right? Classic. And you don't really know what the fuck you're doing, right? Your fucking hands just rumbling about there, and then you just sort of, you know you're doing well when you just sort of hear a bit of, do you want soon? It's either that or it's just fucking pissing all around my hands. But it's, you've got that, you're sort of awkward as fuck, so you're just like sort of making eye contact and like, fuck, they speak to her well.
Well, what about you?
You go to school on Monday?
do you get the bus over there, or what way do you work it?
But I remember, like, do you finished up, like, fucking wipe my fingers in the back of her fucking hoodie, and I was walking down the road.
You smelt it, didn't you? You fucking smelt your fingers.
Well, this is where I'm getting to. I remember walking down the road, and like, you just have a wee bit of a fucking whiff, right? Do you stand in the perfume shop and spray that wee bit of fucking cardboard? Here, take a whiff of that. That's what I'm standing there, like, walking down the road.
No, but sometimes you have to be subtle too. If you're doing it, you have to sort of do it as if you're wiping your nose. You know, you've got an itch, you sort of go.
it was late at night, so nobody could fucking see me, so it was more fucking.
You're like gonna be sick.
But I remember, this is how I'll always remember. I remember coming back down and getting into the house. And my mum was down there. And she goes, where were you? I says, oh, I was up playing football with the boys. She goes, oh, half an hour. They walked past with the fucking football. So then I started to panic. She was like, what were you doing up there? As I was playing football. No, don't lie to me. What were you doing up there? You were up there smoking, weren't you? As I wasn't smoking. Don't lie to me. You know, your grandas and stuff died of cancer and stuff. You don't want to get that. You better not be up there fucking smoking. I was saying, I wasn't up there smoking, I swear to God. And she goes, let me smell your fingertips then. Right?
Oh, Jesus
And I
Christ.
remember, my fucking heart falling right out of my fucking asshole. My heart fell out of my asshole. I was like, oh my God, I can't raise my fingers up to my ma to check for smoke. I just went, all right, I was smoking. Two weeks grounded. Could you imagine though, putting my fingers up and having her smell it? What the fuck's that?
Oh, fucking hell.
Have you been putting your fingers in a cow? Sort of.
Do you know her, do you? Oh, fuck.
Oh, fuck.
What about fetishes, mate? Have you any fetishes?
I like the asshole.
You fucking dated some, haven't you?
I like the arsehole. we'll move on from that. I like the arsehole.
You fucking are one. No, you like your arsehole being played with?
No, I do know a fella does like his being licked.
Fuck off, you do.
I fucking do, and I'll tell you who it is when this is finished. But he just puts his legs up over the back of his fucking ears and gets me goes to lick his hole.
I'd be too fucking anxious. I'd be too shy in case there was like fucking like a bum worm, you know, like rolled up tissue paper with poo on it or something.
For the women, that's called clitty litter.
Fanny worms. But sometimes you come home after a day and you fucking, you know, you whip your kecks off to jump in the shower and you just get a whiff of your arsehole and your balls and you're like, fuck me. That's fucking rough. They cut an onion.
I know, and that sort of makes me wonder, like, how fucking dirty people are. Like, I couldn't put a fucking dick in my mouth. Because you know the fucking state it can get in, right? Boys are listening to this going, fuck up.
Like, there's something, you know, the new boxers.
The what?
You know when you wear a new pair of boxers at Christmas time and like 2 days later you've got that fucking like black fluff right at the end of your fucking helmet? That's why you always do the check on them. You always think, I'm just waiting for a piss here. You walk fucking, you know, Cherokee friends at the end of your fucking web.
It's black fluff, but your boxes are white, so you know it's your dick that's fucking dirty.
Oh, Jesus.
Fuck me.
So, like,
Jesus.
Would you like, so you said your fetish is an asshole. So, would you, like licking arseholes?
I throw my tongue in there.
How do you eat yours? Two at a time, baby. Yeah. Oh,
do you remember that?
What was it? How do you eat yours? Two at a time, baby. Yeah. And then, oh, like mine was soldiers.
I remember poking into an arsehole one time.
Oh my God. Oh,
But that
Jesus
was,
Christ.
in fairness, that wasn't in the Jew with the arsehole. That was just I had too many drinks.
Oh my God. How does her feel? She's like all vulnerable. I've never done anything because of it.
Too many fucking drinks. Jesus Christ. No. But no, we'll go back to your man here for a second. Can you, right? I know people's into some fucking mad shit, right? Can you picture just fucking, okay, what do you want to do? And just like fucking lying back, your fucking legs up, just going, right, lick my hole. You'll be sick. I don't think we can put this one out, Jimmy.
I don't think we can, mate. Like,
here's a fucking story. This was obviously back in the day, and obviously, you know, a 69, right? I'd never had one before, right?
Mm-hmm.
I never had one before anyway. I mean, a girl I'd met and stuff, and we're back, and she'd mentioned it. I was like, I'm up for that. You know, that's the easy one to sort of try everything.
Yeah.
Right?
That's still doing.
So I'd never had one before. This is the first time I had like a fucking, the fucking ever up in my face, right?
Yeah.
And you're like, your sort of fucking nose is pressed on the arse, right?
Yeah.
And I was like, right, well, this isn't bad. That's not bad. That's here. A few seconds went past, and then all you heard was, right? She farted. And I mean, obviously, it went up my fucking nose like I hit a fucking Coke, right? And it's straight up. And I was like, oh my God. Holy fuck. I think.
Me too. Oh my God, I'm in agony. Like, I'm laughing so hard, I can't fucking feel my chest.
And she goes, I didn't want to fucking offend her. And I was like, she goes, is everything okay? I'm like, yeah, that's fine, it's fine.
Is everything okay?
She was, it was very reassuring. But anyway.
He just flopped up my nostril, you fucking dickhead.
I know, and it's funny too, because like my fucking cheeks puffed out and everything like a fucking puffer fish. But anyway, we continued on. Now a couple of fucking minutes went past, then fucking happened again, right? Happened again, and this one was fucking worse. There was bits flew out, everything, for fuck's sake. And I was like, oh my God, I can't fucking do it, right? And I just went, listen, you're going to have to fucking get off me. She goes, you're not like it. I said, listen, I couldn't sit through another 67 of them.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh, Jesus fuck. That was my first sort of experience of that.
Oh dear. Like, and do you get all into the fucking do you get all into the bloody trimming your balls and all?
What?
Like trimming your balls, like making it look like well presented.
Mate, no matter what I could fucking do, I could be fucking Da Vinci down there and I'm still look a fucking mess. I do my best. I try my best.
Mate, I'm so fucking shit at it. Like, I'm so shit. I remember I did it. I was about 19. We were going out to the limelight. And for some reason, I was like, you know, tonight might be my lucky night. I'll shave my balls. And I remember, like, I jumped into Leon's fight in my mum and dad's room, and someone walked in and banged on the door saying, hurry the fuck up. And I jumped and fucking slipped and near fucking cut my dick off, mate. I remember running, like, and I was all nervous. You know, I was like, oh my God, what's happening? Like, what the fuck's going to happen to my dick here? Like, I couldn't have made it any smaller. But look down and got it on the floor, and I'm like, what the fuck have I done? Just nicked it, you know?
Oh, sick. Oh, that's fucking dangerous. Dangerous. I do tidy it up a wee bit, like, but I mean, it makes no difference, really. People's okay. Going, it gives you an extra inch. It doesn't.
It fucking does not.
We're still at three.
There's times, mate, though, like, you know, sometimes my pubic hair has been atrocious. Like, you know what's bad when your pubes are longer than your fucking dick and you shave twice a week? Fuck's sake. Oh dear.
Fuck me.
But I mind I was with a couple of years ago, maybe 4 years ago or 3 years ago. I was like dating a girl or whatever. And we were talking for a long time and she was like you know, talking about numbers. She's like, oh well, how many people you've been with? And I said a number. I was like, oh, you know, whatever. I was like, I don't know, maybe like fucking, maybe 12, 13, whatever the number was. And she's like, oh, okay, whatever. And then after we got intimate, right, had intimate relations, it's awkward as fuck. She sort of looked over at me and she was like, are you sure? Are you sure you've been with 12 people? And I was like, oh, why do you think I've been with more? And she's like, no, I don't. I was fucking scundered. Like, what do you mean?
They were all asleep at the time.
Oh, fuck. Oh, Jesus.
I was, a while ago, I was in the bar, mate, and I bumped into somebody I used to sort of meet in that, and like, she was somebody that you always fucking, you really had a good fucking time with and all, and then you sort of think, oh, fuck's sake, I wish that sort of had it worked out, because you get on so well and stuff, right?
Yeah.
I remember being out, fuck, I can't remember how long ago it was. Anyway, I was out and I bumped in there, and we were sitting fucking chatting, Joe, having a good fucking laugh.
Yeah.
About fucking shit we used to get up to, and all the filth, and all that shit, and she started talking about what she's doing, and all, she's got herself a good job, she's married, she's a couple of kids. And fuck, we had such a fucking ball, right? And you're sitting there going, fuck's sake, this is quite sad. You're thinking back and you're reminiscing all. But anyway, the husband was there, obviously he came out of the toilets, and I sort of clocked him coming. And you know when you know somebody's fucking raging?
Yeah.
Like his face and all was red and all, because we were having a fucking laugh, and he obviously didn't like that. And I swear to God, mate, he walked right up, stared at me, stared at her, and kicked her right in the fucking fanny.
What?
Kicked her right in the fanny, near broke two of my fingers.
Oh, fucking hell.
Come on, Jesus.
Oh dear.
Sucked you in there a bit, didn't
I? I did. I was like, what? Why did he do that? Unreal. But it's something that people don't talk about. You know what I mean? If you're lucky enough to be fucking having it and doing it, it's part of life. You know what I mean? And I think everyone's got fucking funny stories, like hilarious stories, like. Bound to, you just don't want to fall.
Yes. So get in touch. You will be, you will remain anonymous if you do get in touch with your stories. Promise. I'd love to hear some actually.
Yeah, it's funny. Like, I'm like, I don't want to say too much. Like, it's a fine line. Like, you just fucking say it. Like, I, you know, and I do too to a certain extent, but it's hard when you're, you know, you're trying to emit a sense of being sophisticated, responsible person, you know, in a relationship and all. And I'm like, I meant fucking you.
That's a funny subject.
But like, is there anything that you hate, like you just can't stand in the bedroom? Like anything that you just can't fucking stand?
Pain.
That's usually from rejection.
That's usually heartache. No. Can you leave? Fuck's sake.
Man, you know what's fucking embarrassing, right? I know for a fact you know what mine is.
Your nipples?
Man, I swear. I hate it. I don't know what it is, right? I don't know if it's because I was nipple crippled too much by the guys at the back of the bus on the way to Park Hall, right, when I was a kid. Or I don't know what the hell, something happened to me in a previous life. But even, you know the way like people would nipple cripple you and all? People deal with it normally. And then there's people I know who are a bit out there that have their nipples pierced and all. That is my worst nightmare.
I hate it.
Hate it. And I mean, you know, when you go out with these people who like a little bit adventurous or whatever, and their hands start to wander. And I swear, yep. I mean, I remember one time there was this girl and she was like kissing me on the side, right? She was kissing me on the side of the chest and she started to work up. And I was just like, oh, for fuck's sake, like, if you can just picture me staring at the ceiling, mate, with my eyes closed, going, fucking don't, like, please just skip past me and go to my neck or whatever. And she stops at my nipple, mate, right? And the thing is, my nipple's rock fucking hard. So the nipple is actually betraying me and as if to say, oh, I'm liking this, fucking keep going. Go for it, sweetheart. Yeah. This is fucking class. It's fucking horrible. So she starts licking it.
Yeah.
She starts fucking licking at me and I am fucking squirming in the fucking bed. But I'm trying to like pass it off like I'm enjoying it, you know, like so I'm like, oh, stop it. Oh, stop it. Stop it.
Oh, fuck shit. Here, Jimmy, what have you done wrong? Your phone's worth about fucking 20 times. Did you not do the dishes this morning? You leave your fucking skid marks around the pool again.
I didn't even realize you could fucking hear it.
You're in fucking trouble. Maybe you get yourself a bunch of flowers.
Aye, well, fuck me. It's a good job this isn't live. I thought maybe, you know, she could hear me doing this. And she's like, stop talking about your nipples, you freak.
I know. I still don't play with your nipples too to get you all fucking... Yeah, that's how I used to wake you up too, wasn't it? I used to wake you up. I used to come into your house and you're fucking... You sit there and you just had to fucking just flick your nipple. That was you up. Because you jerked about that much and fucking laughed. That was you awake.
You know what's funny though? Like people think you're probably joking. You actually did. I remember one time, I think we were in Magaluf, and I remember I actually fell out with you because we were getting a photograph at the side of the pool and you fucking licked my nipple. And I swear, I fucking didn't talk to you for about 4 days. I think it's not funny, Adam. It's not funny. And you're like, it is. It was a laugh. Like, it's not fucking funny. You know how I feel about my nipples.
What did you say?
I was just laughing.
Oh, I thought you were talking to somebody. I thought Dutch's came in now. Jimmy, are you having a plan?
Why is she from Belfast?
Is she not?
Pardon me.
Is that the other one?
Oh, fuck off. I'm going to be in trouble, you dickhead.
Hello. Hello. I'm just jealous. My phone hasn't went once. Oh, no, it has. It has. No, it was cool FM.
Was it, aye? Telling me this
stuff. I don't think it is cash call anymore. It's some hard shit. So I think we've covered a lot of things there, Jimmy.
We definitely have, and I think, you know, it's good because you want to sort of do a bit of a teaser. Like, I reckon it's been some fucking crackers there. But
I know this one could be like a two-parter because there's definitely a few. Like, I have a few things here fucking jotted down, and I know I wanted to sort of see how this one would go first before we went into a second one. A bit like the fucking dating one.
Yeah. But with this one, get it shared. Fucking get it followed. Tell your mates about it. Fucking get onto it. It's 41 minutes there, mate, so it's nice and short and sweet. We'll give you a taste for it anyway. I might fucking I just want a lot more feedback, because a lot of people do. It's the same people. And the views are increasing and increasing and increasing and stuff, so it's amazing. So people are actually listening. Just that message, you know, just that feedback going, oh, this was class, and then we know what kind of stories are hits and what aren't, you know. So we'll leave it there, and I'll sing you out, will I?
Please do. I'm excited for this one.
Mate, I don't even know what the fuck I'm gonna sing. I'll do an honourable mention. The first one I was going to do was the one you recommended, which I used to always say, do this all the time. I don't know how it came about, but I think it came about on holiday where there was this girl who would always stare at us across the pool, and we would always do this thing when we were talking about flirting. You'd go, you know that song?
Jimmy!
What?
Jimmy, see, before you go, I've one question, and it's all involved in this. I just realised I had it. What's the weirdest thing you've heard during an intimate encounter?
Who are you? I don't know, mate. What's yours?
I remember, like, sort of, about a few minutes in, I remember hearing, I didn't know you were left-handed.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Right, go for it. I just wanted to hear what you had there.
So this is a short and sweet. This is what we used to say all the time. That song, I think it's from Ferris Bueller. Like, oh, yeah. I don't even know the song. What's the tune? Is it? Oh, yeah. Whatever it is. There we go. Classic. I'll do a wee ditty to play us out. So I'm thinking, what can I do, mate? That's sexual.
Is your team?
Okay. All right, you ready? You do the Jatam bit, and I'll do the R bit.
Do 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 shit, yeah.
Do do do. Costco la panalona.
Do 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 do
Jatam. All right, fucking keep her there. Love you.
I love that song. I fucking love that song.
See you later.
Baby, all the best. Bye-bye.
Bye.